Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Above St. Anthony Main Theater, packages are rolling through the door and the phone is ringing off the hook in the final moments of preparation for the three-week-long Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. So, Eric, you know, we're in the 33rd year of the film festival. How has it changed over the years?
Well, I've been here for 4 years, and at least over that time, we've grown incredibly fast. I mean, we're up to 40,000 attendees over the 17 days. We've increased the number of films from just under 175 to over 250. I think we're all very proud of that, but I think there's still a long way that we can still grow, especially getting more students at the U involved.
The films can be gathered from anywhere, from distributors, other film festivals, or even the filmmakers themselves, from anywhere in the world. Although the different language is a bit of a giveaway, these films are certainly deviations from your typical Hollywood blockbuster.
I feel, for example, some of the Indian films that are in the program this year have a real stylized nature to them, and I think that's influenced by Bollywood as well as Hollywood's influence on Bollywood. But there's also a real independent voice coming out of India, so yeah, there's a lot of interesting stylistic differences, but cinema is kind of a universal format, so you can see where, you know, everyone's kind of influenced by each other, especially in this day and age when you can see a movie from any part of the world in wherever you are in the world.
To listen to this and other stories in Minnesota that you won't hear anywhere else, tune into Culture Q, Radio K's arts and culture program airing every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Radio K. You can also find us on PRX, iTunes, and RadioK.org. And support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.